Jim, please welcome from Tasmanian Air Tours. He surprised us yesterday when we were experiencing Tassie's off-season out in Richmond. Mr. Greg Ross. Greg, welcome.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have you finally come down from the sky yet?
No, you haven't let us out yet, Greg. We're still up here. You left us up here.
Yeah, you knew, Greg. You tried to kick us out yesterday, and we were holding on pretty tight. I didn't want to get out of that helicopter.
Well, I think it was the quietest you boys have been. That's the problem. I can never understand what people's reactions are. They're quiet the whole time until they get to the other end.
Yeah, it's because we met something louder than us, a propeller.
It's not very often we're lost for words, but yesterday, Greg, I mean, you'd know this, you've been doing this for a long time, but it is very special when you're up there and that view, it's pretty hard to beat.
Oh, definitely, and that's the thing. I mean, we're so lucky in the area that we fly around, having the Hobart City so close, the Tasman Peninsula, and as you saw, the collaborations that we do with many vineyards in the area. We are very lucky, and the time of year that you saw it, nice and green, but it doesn't matter what time of year we're flying around here, it's breathtaking. It's one of the best cities to fly around.
Absolutely. Well, Greg, I mean, let's talk about the places you can take that chopper. I mean, you do scenic flights and tours to Tasmania's wilderness areas, air transfers. What kind of places can you take people to?
The good thing with the helicopter and our business is basically if the area is open enough. So we collaborate with a lot of companies down Tasman Peninsula. We head down to McHenry's Distillery along the coastline, Bangor Vineyard, and as you saw, Frogmore Creek yesterday, Pooley's Winery up at the Derwent Valley, up to Pumphouse Point, even the East Coast Sapphire, friendly beaches. It's a unique experience that we can do, and that's where, as you gentlemen saw yesterday, we're the luxury Uber drivers of the sky. It gets you to enjoy those whiskies and those tastings that then you don't need to worry about who's going to be the driver, the designated driver.
Yeah, the other thing was, so yesterday we drove out to Richmond and we did what everyone does. You know, you see the bridge, you feed the ducks.
Yeah, you do the lolly shop, you do the Christmas shop.
Yeah, yep. And then we went back and we basically did the same sort of drive, but this time we're in a helicopter. It's a lot quicker, Greggy, to go by a helicopter than drive. You must get, pretty happy sometimes. You look down and see the traffic on the Brooker and go, well, sorry, we're beating that.
Oh, definitely. And that's a fantastic part of it. You look at, as we said, down towards Tasman. I mean, you're looking an hour and a half each way. We're there within 15, 20 minutes. So it is nice to cut people's trips down, especially even as the interstaters will start to return, even family and friends when they come down. Why spend 5 hours on the road when we can do a day's worth?
Greg, do you even own a road chopper, otherwise known as a car?
Honestly, my wife knows I'm safer in the air.
Well, I think one of the most unique things was, Greg, you spent a bit of time flying helicopters on the mainland. All over Australia you've been flying, which an incredible amount of hours flying helicopters. But I believe your kids, once upon a time, that's how they got to school. And then when you put them in a car, they were freaking out because they've never been spent that much time on a highway before, but they're so comfortable in the air.
That's correct. Yeah, we've been very, very lucky. We moved from one island up in the Winstaton Days to another magnificent island. And yes, the kids used to get around in a buggy and basically go to do the grocery shopping in a helicopter. And the only time, they got to go over sort of 20 kilometres an hour on with your bottom near the ground was on the freeway. And yeah, their eyes would light up thinking, why is this going so fast?
Now, I'd encourage everyone to go to Instagram at Jimmy Nath. You can see all the footage from yesterday. It was so special and so much fun. And I mean, Greg, you probably agree that it would be good for anyone. But my mind couldn't get past, especially yesterday when we landed at Frogmore. This is like the ultimate date package. Or like if you're a bloke and you listen to the show, trust me, you want to book this for your significant other because you would get the most amount of brownie points. Correct, Greg?
Oh, definitely. And look, taking two blokes in like yesterday was fantastic as well. But we do, birthdays, engagements. I mean, that's the fantastic part of it. Ladies' day out. I mean, it's that rock star arrival that we keep on, the cliche that we keep on saying, but people are surprised how close we can get to the front or the back door of Frogmore Creek and other locations.
Oh, it's absolutely
spectacular. It's probably like, eight steps for us to get inside after we go out of the copper?
Yeah, after your champagne, probably about 12.
Yes, well, okay. That's because Nathan and I polished off a couple of bottles before.
That's why we didn't drive. We had to get our Uber.
We got our air Uber.
Greg, mate, thank you so much for joining us. Tasmanian Air Tours. Jump online, have a look at them, check them out, book something today. Perfect way to experience Tassie's off-season. Greg Ross, mate, we were so stoked with the surprise yesterday.
Thanks for getting in contact. I know you're in contact with Grace and organised it, mate. We really appreciate it.
I'm glad we did, and thanks for coming along, and I definitely appreciate those 5 stars you gave us.
Didn't tell you what it was out of, though, Greg, did we?
No, you didn't.
5 out of 5.
Oh, you told him. Good on you, Greg.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.